It's around this time that the mining indaba kicks off that we all kind of forget that we wanted a green future and to stop using extractive industries and plow all of our energies into as much productivity as we can get out of the mining sector. So was the view of Tebelo Chabana, who's Senior Executive of Public Affairs and Transformation at the Chamber of Mines, chatting to my colleague Bruce Whitfield on Monday around this very issue the President highlighted at the mining indaba just yesterday. Have a listen to what he happened to say about the some 4,500 mining projects and prospects and rights that are currently tying some 100 billion rand of investment up in red tape.
It's money tied up in red tape. Red tape being, on the one hand, and this was the parliamentary figure that was given by the department earlier in the year, of 4,500 mining and prospecting rights that are still in the system. And also, you know, you will recall that we did a study some time ago asking our members, you know, what kind of money would they be investing in the country if we were essentially to move to a better practice mineral regime, so to speak, you know, higher up in the Fraser ranking, you know, and then they also gave a figure at the time of about close to 40 odd billion odd rand. So I think it's a combination of both those figures. So this is money that could make a huge impact on the country if it was essentially unlocked and the projects were allowed to take place. I'm certainly disappointed with how we fared in this 2021 Fraser survey. Yes, I mean, we're in the world's least attractive mineral exploration destination, which is not good. And yet, the one that really hits home is the investment attractiveness index. We've fallen to 75 out of 84 jurisdictions, compared to 60 out of 77 last year and 40 out of 76. So, yes, it is important, because this index looks at, it's weighted 40% policy, 60% mineral potential. So it is very important that we get this right. If you look at how we contributed to the economy in 2021, I mean, we as an industry helped stabilize the fiscus and the country. I mean, of the extra 120 odd billion rands of extra taxes, we contributed 92 billion as the mining sector. You know, so, you know, people say this is not a minerals economy, but hey, you know, if you look at what the contribution of mining does, it's right there. So if mining is allowed to thrive, it will help the country thrive, absolutely.
So it matters. We know it matters. But what are the details in terms of what we need to unlock, and how just is it in terms of the future we're trying to build? Andrew Lane is Energy Resources and Industrials Leader at Deloitte Africa and joins me this morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe, and thanks for joining us in the lead, Andrew.
Morning, Refilwe. It's a pleasure.
I trust the indaba is going very well. I trust you heard the President's comments just yesterday with respect to these tied up, sort of the monies that are tied up in red tape. What is the backlog, or what is the key Achilles heel here?
So look, I mean, I think Tebelo, in the clip that you played, Tebelo got it absolutely right. I mean, I think that people really are struggling to get the permits that they need to explore and to build mines. You know, it's things like exploration rights, water permits, things like that. And you know, Tebelo is absolutely right in the comments that he made.
I guess I'm looking for a little bit more detail in terms of what parts of our, is it in chrome? Is it in gold? Are the exploration rights commodities specific, or is this just a case of a hamstrung administration of bureaucracy?
I think it's across the board. And I think it is just to do with hamstrung bureaucracy. Absolutely.
What would you like to see change? I mean, from a Deloitte perspective, I imagine you have not only conversations on behalf of your clients, but you have some kind of a go-between perspective where you're able to give some insight to government too.
So look, I mean, if I look at the, you know, you were talking to Tebelo about the attractiveness of the country and our position on the Fraser Index. I mean, I think this regulatory approval thing is one, and the minister gave a commitment earlier this week to reduce that down to 2 months, which is noble, but let's see how he manages that. But I think the other things that investors look at are things like infrastructure, you know, the rail system, the port system, the reliability of electricity supply, and roads as well. So I mean, those are, I think, are all of the sort of the main factors that investors look at in thinking about the attractiveness of a geography.
I realize that things have tightened quite substantially in recent years, Andrew, but for as long as I've been in markets, these have been the constraints to investors, and yet the money continues to flow. And yes, much more driven by price rather than actual output improvement. Our minerals industry, as Debelo says, continues to contribute a great deal to South Africa, South Africa's GDP. So is this a question of, you know, trying to monetize further, or are you saying that investors are turning away for a particular reason?
No, I think the issue here is, you know, I mean, as you point out, I mean, the mining industry did particularly well last year, you know, and thanks to commodity prices, they did bail out the economy. But I think the issue at stake here is future investment. You know, it's what you need is new investment in new mines to continue this industry and to grow the industry into the future.
What improvements have you seen?
Well, look, I mean, I think that the one improvement that I would call out is the electricity generation and the lifting of the limit to 100 megawatts. I mean, I think that's made a huge difference to the industry, and they're all now announcing and commencing with renewable projects. But that in itself is also not free of regulatory red tape. And I think things are moving slower than people would like them to. But, I mean, that is an improvement that I would point to.
From a Labour perspective, something that we played a clip of the President a little earlier, one of the big issues, you know, and also an evergreen issue within this industry is the standoff between Labour and businesses. What could improve there?
Look, I think the issue on the Labour front, look, I mean, we've got stunning unemployment in this country. So, I mean, I think that's the backdrop one's going to start with. And then you look at the transition that the industry has to go through, you know, this transition away from coal and away from fossil fuels into renewable energy in the future. You look at the way that mines are modernizing and changing the way they operate. I mean, that all has a tremendous impact on labor. And I think the trick here is to balance that with the developmental agenda and to make sure that we don't end up going through this transition at the expense of our developmental agenda.
I mean, you mentioned that we were expecting a streamline of the red, sort of the exploration or the permitting process from Mandasha, I think you said, in the next month or two. You've mentioned a couple of issues, all of which are multi-year projects to solve.
Yeah.
Give me three priorities for the coming 3 years for the mining sector to really be able to unlock at least a portion of this tied-up investment.
So I'd go with rail and port, electricity, and then bureaucracy.
Does bureaucracy, is that not the horse that's supposed to be in front of the cart?
you could put it that way.
Okay. Okay. And to what extent, I mean, that's the stuff that you want. What is the probability at this particular time? I mean, we're in a difficult space. We cannot talk about mining or regulation in this country without considering the political backdrop against which this is happening. We're heading towards another internal elective conference within the ANC, which means there'll be vested interests that are moving in different directions. And who knows what footballs are thrown around. The probability of success in the next 3 years?
Look, I think the jury's still out. And I think, I mean, you point out to the fact that we're running up to an ANC conference. And I think ultimately the real solution is to open up for more private investment in the infrastructure world. And I think government is going that way. It's not clear how far they will go. You know, Transnet's talking about private operators on their rail network.
Correct.
Not clear to me whether they're going to go all the way to the heavy haul lines for that. So I think that they're starting to say the right things, but as you point out, those are controversial choices in the context of the ANC and the way they see the world.
Well, this has been a helpful insight as well. Thank you so much to you, Andrew Lane, Energy Resources and Industrials Leader at Deloitte Africa. This is in the midst of the mining indaba. It seems as though it's a pretty critical one. I know we say that every single year, but we are now at a phase where every morning we're waking up and we're not sure if at 1700 hours we'll lose electricity. We certainly know that our freight network is under pressure. We know that the reliance on road is constantly sabotaged in a very fraught, as Andrew highlights, country with massive unemployment. And of course, labor strikes continue, as we're seeing already with NUMSA at ArcelorMittal, or threatening at ArcelorMittal just today. And I'd be very curious to know your thoughts with respect to how we extract, I guess, more out of the earth of this extractive industry.